The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Have you been shopping lately for anything? And I mean anything. We are reminded that elections have consequences. Yeah. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. It's the 4 o'clock hour, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We had some time together with some friends last evening, and one of the ladies in the group said, "I haven't been to the grocery store for quite a while." There were a lot of reasons for that. She says, "My husband's been going, but just the other day I went to the grocery store for the first time and I couldn't believe the prices. I was going up." Well, what about the gas pump? Prices are going up everywhere. This is not good news. Here's the headline, and I'm sure if you have heard any news at all today, this is probably the biggest story. Inflation rises 7% over the past year, the highest in 40 years. The highest rate of inflation in 40 years. How many of you remember Jimmy Carter? Do you remember Jimmy Carter? If you're old enough, I remember. Most of you know that Joy and I had the privilege of starting a wonderful church over in the Westerville area many years ago. Had the privilege of pastoring there for 25 years, and as a church plant, you obviously are looking for property and so forth. Well, we finally were able to purchase a wonderful piece of property in Westerville, and we needed to build a building. Well, it's a long, involved story, but we sold some property that we had before, but that wasn't quite enough to build our brand-new building, and we needed to borrow a little more money. In fact, I wasn't going to tell you this part of the story, but I will. Just to tell you how God takes care of his people. All right. So anyway, we went to this bank. They said, no. This was during Jimmy Carter. Inflation was going crazy. Some of you may remember interest rates were 20%, 21%, 22%, 23%. And we're not talking credit cards. We're talking home mortgages. It was insane. And no bank would talk to us about loaning us money. We needed $260,000. Now, today, that's not a whole lot of money. Back then, that was a lot of money. And that's what we needed to finish up. And so we went to several banks, and they wouldn't even take an application. We're a baby church, young church. Someone said, "Why don't you go visit Mr. So-and-so at such-and-such savings and loan?" This was back in the days when there were family-owned savings and loans. You may remember that. Those are long gone. Said, "Why don't you go visit Mr. So-and-so? He's the president at such-and-such savings and loan." I said, okay. Called up, made an appointment. Joy and I went, and went into this little savings and loan, said, we have an appointment to see Mr. So-and-so. And the receptionist said, okay, he'll be right with you. And in a few minutes, he came out of his office, wonderful older gentleman. He says, come in. We went into his office, sat down in front of him, said, how can I help you? I said, well, we have started a baby church, and it's really growing, and it's growing really fast. We have acquired a wonderful piece of property in Westerville. It is all paid off free and clear. We have enough for about half of what we need to build our new building, and we need $260,000 to finish up. He says, okay. He reaches down on the floor, and he picks up one of those old, big, manual typewriters, one of those big things. He pulls out this drawer out of his desk. He puts the typewriter on it. He reaches into another drawer, pulls out a big, long piece of paper, puts it in the typewriter. He says, now, what's your name? I gave my name and your address, and what's the name of the church, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And he's typing, and I'm looking at Joy, and I'm thinking, finally, somebody's going to take an application and at least consider giving us a loan to build our new church building. So he's typing away. And he pulls out that big, long piece of paper out of his typewriter, and he pushes it over in front of me. And he says, I am even embarrassed to tell you this, but would 14% be okay on the interest rate? Now, again, interest rates were 21, 22, 23, 24. 14% seems outrageous today, but then that was incredible. And I said, well, yeah, 14%. He says, okay. He said, well, sign here. Honestly, I thought I was signing an application. I signed the paper, and he says, now, it'll take us about 10 minutes to cut your check. Is that okay? Is that all right? And honestly, I said, excuse me? Excuse me? He says, yeah, is that okay? He said, I can try to hurry it up, but it would take us about 10 minutes to cut the check for you. I said, sir, you're giving us a check? I said, Mr. So-and-so, and I called him my name. I said, you haven't called any references. You haven't checked any references. You don't know us. We just walked in off the street, and you're going to give me a check for $260,000? And he had those little half glasses that people used to wear down about halfway down their nose. He looks over the top of those half glasses and he says, son, I've been in this business for more than 40 years. If I can't tell who's honest and who isn't, I need to close the doors. And he got up from his desk. Joy and I sat there in complete shock. And in less than 10 minutes, we walked out the door with a check for $260,000 on my signature alone. My signature. Young. My goodness, I wasn't even 30. What? How old was I? 20, 25, I think. And the crazy thing, for years, that showed up on my credit report, under my credit, because it was on my signature. That's an absolutely true story. Now, I was only going to tell you that because of the amount of interest, 14%, when everybody else was charging in the 20s. But God is so good. God is so faithful. And if God is in it, he'll provide for it. Well, we finished that church. That building is still standing over in Westerville. And just a testimony of God's miraculous provision. Absolutely true story. Well, we are headed towards that kind of interest. 7%, and almost all of the experts are saying this is only the beginning. Only the beginning. That's not really where I was going to go with that story, but we'll pick it up when we come back. We'll take a quick break. Every time I tell that story, I just get chills. How God took care of that little baby church.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
All right. Forgive me for the long personal story there, but it's absolutely true. And what a testimony of God's provision. Headline, inflation rises 7% over the past year, the highest rate since 1982. It's interesting that I brought this story up when I did, because right now, as we speak, one of President Biden's chief economic advisors is holding a press conference. Well, no, the president is not explaining how he's dealing with inflation or how his administration is not dealing with inflation. He has a habit of sending other people out. Have you noticed that? When things really get tough and there are really things that they really don't have any answers for, he sends someone else out. Anyway, this is Brian Deese, National Economic Council Director for the White House. And he gave long opening comments about, yeah, we're not really happy about the inflation, but everything's under control. You don't have to worry. This is going to be temporary. And the experts are not concerned at all. And then he turned it over to the press, and I have no idea who this gentleman was, a male member of the press. It was not somebody from Fox. It was somebody else. And this individual basically said, nothing you have told us about inflation so far has been true. Why should we believe you now? And I thought, are you kidding me? The secular... Well, anyway... And he began to tread water and said, well, you know, we didn't expect this. And it is worse than we anticipated. But you know what? We got it under control now. Mm-hmm. And again, hey, when it comes to economics, I'm about as far from an expert as you will find. But most of the experts that I'm reading are saying it is not going to get better. Which, a couple of things. If you're thinking about refinancing your house, now again, I am not an expert. Please understand that. But I do have a little bit of common sense and I can read. Almost everyone is projecting. Now, this could be completely wrong, but most of the experts are projecting that mortgage rates that have been historically low for a long, long, long time are going to head up, and they could head up quickly. So if you've been thinking about refinancing your house or even purchasing a home, maybe you shouldn't wait. I'm just throwing that out. And, of course, you've heard me talk about United Faith Mortgage, which is the company that Joy and I use to refinance our house. My goodness, it's been a year ago now. That's been actually over a year ago that we refinanced, and we are so grateful. And I'm so thankful that we locked in our rates a year ago, because I'm looking at them rise. How bad is the inflation? Well, across the board, 7% over a year ago. But some things used cars? You ready for this? Now, I haven't been in the market for a used car for quite some time. But just over a year ago, compared to today, used car prices have risen 37%. 37%. Wow. My goodness, 37%. Now, and on top of all of this, the Biden administration has canceled one of the Trump administration's major policies on drilling for oil and gas in the vast Alaska Reserve. Cancel it. And here's something that's really hard to understand. Well, it's not hard to understand if you understand the reason why. President Biden is literally begging OPEC, drill more oil, drill more oil. Please, 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 we need your oil. Now, at the very same time, he is shutting down drilling in America. Now, why is he shutting down drilling in America? Global warming, the environment. Can I ask you a question? Why is it that Arab countries don't pollute the planet when they drill for oil and refine oil, but America does destroy the planet? And just think about that. So the president has gone on record in begging OPEC increase production. That means more drilling, more pumping, more refining. Please, 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 we need your oil. At the very same time, he's saying, well, we can't drill for oil in Alaska because of the environment, and we can't refine more oil here in America because we got to save the planet. So if you drill for oil and refine it in Saudi Arabia, it doesn't impact the planet. But if you do it in America or Alaska, that destroys the planet. Another thing somebody's going to have to explain to me.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.